Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You like his size and you like his arm. I think his inexperience really, you know, showed up in the preseason, you know, as it did a little bit in North Carolina. And I think that he needs a lot of seasoning in terms of reading coverages, overall throwing mechanics and consistency. Is he, you know, a big, fast athlete? Yeah, but I think it's going to take more than that to be ready to play quarterback in the National Football League.
Well, you can't give away. You got an easy throw, you got to make it.
No, I mean, you expect quarterbacks at this level to be able to throw checkdowns to backs, to throw, you know, slant routes to wide receivers, to hit a wide open seam. And look, you know, we all have plays that we wish we had back. Just saying, these are some of the things that, you know, we need to work on. I think that May probably has more of these than the other quarterbacks do, based on what we've seen in preseason, which is, granted, a limited sample.
The one thing we learned today is it's going to take some patience, right? I mean, none of these guys are going to step in. I mean, Troy Aikman went 1-15 his first year in the league, right? Peyton Manning was 1-15 through ridiculous amount of interceptions.
Mahomes and Brady didn't even play.
They didn't play. And that's probably was a good thing. So I think there has to be a level of patience. Look, all of them show the skill set that they need to have to become starting quarterbacks in the league.
That's right.
It's just we have to lower our expectations and take less time because too many of those bad plays results in losses.
Rough day for those two. I'm sure Lombardi's in the fetal position somewhere with the Patriots winning a game without Bill Belichick. Lombardi's just under his desk rocking back and forth.
I know.
Their commentary on the rookie quarterbacks for 1 week, though, not that far off. That was prior to the games on Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't realize Brady and Mahomes never played.
Yeah, you know, I never heard that before. That was good insight by Bill. It's a good thing Underdog's giving him $4 million to say that Brady and Mahomes never played.
He's going to be steaming, though.
Ben Roethlisberger went 15-1 as a rookie.
Yeah, Russell Wilson
or the team
ass.
Went 15-1.
Andy Dalton got an awful Bengals team to the playoffs as a rookie.
Andy Dalton took the Bengals to the playoffs as
Mac
a rookie.
Mac Jones.
C.J. Stroud. So, like, you know, I like this game. I like the game where we just shout our examples at people on the other side who shout their examples back.
There's only been, thousands of quarterbacks that have started games.
It's a fun game. But that is why they pay Bill Belichick all that money, is to say that Patrick Mahomes didn't play. Thanks, Bill. Good insight, Bill.
But you know.
And again, T's and P's to Lombardi, that his guy, Bill Belichick, the Patriots, won a game without Bill, because I'm sure Lombardi didn't see that one coming.
Well, not only that, but Bill is on 5-6 different outlets, right?
So he has the gram.
And he's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Did he Instagram live during the Pats game?
I would never post another Instagram after his intro to Instagram. I would never do that again.
See you later, guys. Hello, guys. So he is on Instagram, but he's everywhere. So he has, he's probably going to be asked about the Patriots 5, 6, 7, 10 different ways.
Yep.
And you know he, of course, wanted them to lose. And because they are now just
1,000%
3 wins away from tying what he did last year. And, like, it's just close. I mean, it's such a low bar anyway. He left them with 4 wins. He left them with a bad roster. And right off the rip, they get a road win against a good what we think is a good team. Like, I don't think Bill was anticipating that.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time they had a win this good? I'm guessing people might say Buffalo last year. That was unexpected, but they were still like 2-5. You didn't feel great about that win.
Yeah.
They're 1-0 right now. Like,
riding real high right now.
Yeah, Max rookie year maybe is the last time they had a win that felt this good.
Yeah.
Like, in that, I don't know, when they started, you know, blowing doors against the Browns or maybe even the wind game in Buffalo. Like, when's the last time you felt this good?
Oh, the wind game was a weird one. Yeah, you felt good, but you were also like, that was weird. You didn't, like, you didn't trust your quarterback to throw the ball.
You didn't feel good for Mac, but but you felt good as a Patriots fan coming out of that game. It's been a while. So, look, I think Bill, this will be interesting to follow, Keith.
Yeah.
I think Bill can, like, bite his tongue and give the Patriots credit for 1 week. I think he has that in him. And maybe I'm giving him too much credit. If they're 2-0, or as I suggested earlier, 3-0.
Oh, now we're going 3-0.
And they beat the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, Bill.
Oh, if they beat
Bill
the Jets.
Bill will not be able to resist taking little shots at the Patriots and, like, undermining the crafts, maybe. Like, oh, if they would have just ponied up to pay the guys that I wanted him to keep.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep this guy. I wanted to keep that guy. Like,
because, well, then it's looking like it not only was it Bill the right
won't
call.
Be, he won't be able to resist if they're, like, 2-0, 3-0, something like that, 2-1 even.
8-0.
Yeah, thank you. 16-0. He won't be able to help himself.
No, because not only will it start to really look like Robert Kraft made the right call, but it's also that it's ahead of schedule. Because it could still be the right call, and they're not great this year, or not even good, or not even average this year. But if they end up being average or closer to, like, that 6-8 win total that you were saying, that's way ahead of schedule. And, yeah, Bill will not be thrilled.
No,
that,
he can't handle that. And, again, he, for all the social media jobs he's taking and all these various jobs he's taking, if the Patriots win more games without him, he can look young and hip all he wants on Instagram.
That's not a good sign.
He's gonna look bad if the Patriots win 6 or 8 games this year.
Yeah, because I was always of the, like, Bill Belichick probably gives you a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the code. Coach,
literally.
No, but, like, say whatever your roster is.
Yeah.
Say you're
a win or two, right?
Well, that's why I was a proponent of him going to Dallas or Buffalo or Philly, because you're like, all right, they already have a great roster. He can't screw up the roster, so you put him in there. If he gives them a couple more wins, that might just be the difference. So let's say he actually did a good coaching job last year. That team was, the roster was dreadful.
Yep.
And they were a 2-win team, and he got 4 out of them. Well, if Gerard Mayo gets 5, 6, 7 out of them, you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, hang on.
Hold on a second.
I thought you were the good coach there,
I
Bill.
Thought you were playing chess or was playing checkers.
Now, their commentary was about the rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I've been sidetracked.
And they
were
great.
They were crapping all over May, number one.
He didn't even play. May actually looked the best of all the rookie quarterbacks.
Didn't play. Let me give you the numbers again. I did this earlier, but I think it's worth circling back to. Caleb Williams. The Bears
win.
Won.
W. Let me stop right there. Next.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Yep.
14 out of 29. 93 yards. Played the whole game.
How do you complete 14 passes for under 100 yards?
I have no idea. 15 rush yards and a fumble. They at least won. Jaden Daniels was the best out of the rookies who played.
Yeah.
17 out of 24, 184. That's not great. 88 rush yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He did look dynamic as a runner, but did not look good as a passer.
No.
And then Bo Nix, 26 out of 42, 138, 2 picks. One was horrendously bad. He did have 35 rushing yards and a rushing score. They lost to Seattle, who the Patriots play next week. Watching the rookies, do the Patriots have a point, or are they on to something by sitting Drake May while those other guys threw him to the wolves, which I wanted them to do with Drake May?
Yeah.
And they all look terrible.
I mean, they got the win, so right now the Patriots could say what they did was the right thing. Like, if you're literally taking it week to week, I'm still with these rookie quarterbacks looking more big picture, and I don't think you can break them. Like, these three guys are either going to be good or not in their NFL careers, and I don't think they're going to look back and be like, well, they sucked week one, and now they're going to suck for the rest of their careers. Like, I think maybe one or two of these guys will figure it out. I think Williams and Nix are going to be good NFL quarterbacks. Based on yesterday, no. But even though we're clowning on Lombardi and Bill, there are examples for all of these things. Like, every single scenario, there's been so much football. Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, Hall of Famers, guys that might be top 10 quarterbacks all time, were dreadful. Mm-hmm. So if we did this, if we were on radio then, and we're like, oh my God, look at Peyton Manning.
This Aikman
4 picks,
can't play.
This guy's a bomb. Number one pick on this guy?
Let me give you one last year. It was preseason, but C.J. Stroud threw a pick on his first drive against the Patriots in the preseason. Right. I'm like, this guy sucks.
Yeah, so they're going to have good games. They're going to have bad games. And I think in each spot, do they think, hey, getting this guy on the field, learning from his mistakes, that's going to be beneficial long term? Or what the Patriots have decided, and this is very split. Like, we talked to Bledsoe last week, who was a guy who played week one as a number one overall pick. And even he said, well, when I got hurt, I actually learned from the sideline a little bit. And you're like, okay, so maybe Drake May will be one of those guys. And one of the reasons, too, like, if you look at all those spots, who's not only playing in front of or behind the rookie quarterback, who the play caller is, who the top wide receiver is, who the lineman is, right? Like, they're not all the same. Sean Payton, for example, is in Denver saying, all right, I have Jarrett Stidham, I have Zach Wilson, and I have Bo Nix. Well, let me just take Bo Nix. Like, these other guys maybe...
That's not that different than here, though. It's like it's Brissett or May. Like, that's not that different.
But I could see Van Pelt saying, give me Brissett.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Just because of the relationship.
I could see Payton being like, these other two guys are kind of scrubby. I'll just take Bo Nix and mold him to what I want to do. Whereas Van Pelt's looking at it and saying, I've worked with Brissett. Brissett's worked in this offense. Let's just set the baseline here. And then, you know, work in Drake May.
Yeah. I mean, look, all we can do is come in each Monday and see how it worked out for 1 week. Give the Patriots credit. They're managing their young guy, and all the other highly drafted rookie quarterbacks who played week one, they all stunk. And two of them lost. And Caleb Williams is lucky to win.
I wonder if we see Penix, by the way. He's the one guy who is like the clear non-starter, even though Drake May isn't a starter. But Kirk Cousins was terrible, and I know they paid him a lot of money. But Seattle paid, years ago, Matt Flynn a lot of money and then started Russell Wilson right off the rip because he was better. And everybody seemed to say...
And Wilson was a third-round pick. Penix is the eighth pick.
He's the eighth pick. And Penix, by all accounts, looked pretty good. They didn't even play him in the last game because I don't think they want a QB controversy, but it could be coming around the corner.
Yeah, could be. That's
does Penix play before Drake May? I never thought in a million years that'd be the case.
I mean,
but
my answer,
it's
no, but it's a lot closer than I thought. That's true. After 1 week, it's closer than I thought. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe with you until 2 o'clock. You have WEEI Afternoons at that point. Andy Hart and Christian Arcand. We'll be talking to Jacoby Brissett and I believe Jonathan Jones. He of the bone-crushing hit
fourth
down. So stay tuned for all that.